It really does. And communion reminds us of Jesus, the conquering king. Communion reminds us of his priestly sacrifice. And communion compels our service to the king. Jesus came and served us. It's a model of service. It's a model of ministry. But Jesus, the communion also compels us to priestly ministry. Exodus chapter 19, 1 Peter chapter 2, God calls his people a kingdom of priests. Those who are his people have a priestly ministry. And there's nowhere no more like Jesus in his priestly ministry than when we pray for one another. As we bear the burdens of each other before the Lord. We can't offer a sacrifice for each other, a sacrifice for sin. That's one and done. We couldn't do that anyway. But Jesus offered up his high priestly prayer in John chapter 17 as he prayed for believers. And in doing so, he really sets a model of part of our priestly ministry. He calls us a kingdom of priests. And so I want to take this time at the end of our service one of the highlights of the book of Acts is how God's people prayed together. You may have noticed out there on the marquee, it said, need prayer, 9:45. We're going to pray for one another this morning. We're going to give an opportunity. We don't do this a lot. We're going to start doing this every communion service. We're going to open it up, and if you need prayer, we want you to share what your prayer request is. And then one of our leaders or myself or one of our congregation members who will volunteer, and we will pray for you. You ask for your request, and we will pray for you right then. And so we want to open this up. Does anybody have a prayer request that we can bear that burden for you? We can bear that burden for you before the Lord in prayer. Anybody? Yeah, and I forget your name. Amelia, yes. Okay. Oh, very sorry. Sure. Sure. Someone pray for Amelia's, would somebody volunteer to pray for Amelia's parents right now? Gib, you'll pray for them? Thank you. Let's go before the Lord. Amen. Thanks, Gib. Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that. Somebody else? Gib. Sure. And is your son that's incarcerated, is he a believer at this point? Is your son that's incarcerated, is he a believer? Or your grandson, I'm sorry. He is a believer. Okay. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Absolutely. Someone want to pray for Gibbs' grandson who's incarcerated but a believer and got a lot of stuff to struggle through in life. Somebody want to pray for him? thanks. Somebody else? Prayer request that we can lift before the Lord for you? We're not going to just sit here and do 35 verses of Just As I Am until everybody offers one, but you also don't want to just rush through it. Yeah. Amanda, right? Yes. Okay. Say your mother or your mother-in-law? Mother-in-law, okay. All right. And does she know the Lord? Okay. All right. What's her name? Shirley. Someone willing to pray for Shirley in her process through chemo? Thanks, Kim. Anyone else? All right. We're running a little bit over, so is it okay if we forego the last two songs? Just for time. Couple things I want to remind you of. If you had a prayer request, but you just weren't sure you wanted to share it publicly, back on the back table, there's some little purple cards. Please fill one of those out and put that in the offering box. We will get it to our prayer team. If you want it, if you don't want it put in the bulletin, mark confidential. We won't publish it in the prayer.